Hello and welcome to the 16th episode of the I Brew My Own Coffee podcast, the podcast for people who care about coffee. I'm your host, Alex Carpenter, and in this week's episode I talk with Jared Glasgow. He's one of the guys behind the popular iPhone app for coffee, specifically the AeroPress, called the AeroPress Timer app. It was a lot of fun talking with Jared, and we hope you enjoy the episode. Thanks for listening. Hello, Jared. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. Doing pretty good.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us on the show. It was kind of a, we had to set back the day of recording this a little bit, but for a very good reason, because you just had, I think you said your third child here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we had our third girl. So we've got three girls under the age of six, and I think I was actually sitting at the hospital when I got the email. So,
to say congratulations for that.
Like, yeah, thank you.
You got the whole house is against you now.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, with newborn in the house, I'm definitely drinking a lot of coffee. So the timing came at a good time.
Awesome. Well, for the listeners out there, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Yeah. So, I live in Birmingham, Alabama, and I grew up here my whole life. And I'm married to my wife, Molly. We're church camp sweethearts, so we met at church camp and got married almost 10 years ago now. So, my wife's pretty awesome. And about 3 years ago, I started a company with my good friend Zane. That company is called Beloved Robot, and we are an iOS development shop. So basically we make iPhone apps, and the first thing that we did when we started the company was build AeroPress Timer, which is kind of, you know, I guess the reason why I'm here on a coffee podcast.
Awesome. Yeah. And so obviously, you spend a lot of time. I know I'm working in the web development industry, a little bit different, but coffee is a big part of how we get through the day, staring at a screen, sitting all day long. So tell us a little bit about how you got into coffee or became passionate about coffee enough to, in the end, build an app based around it. So
it was kind of around the same time that I started. I started kind of teaching myself to be a developer. I think it was around, I grew up in a house that, like, my parents didn't drink coffee, so I didn't grow up around coffee. My wife, her family, like, she started drinking coffee in high school, and all through college she drank coffee, but I liked coffee, but it wasn't like an everyday thing for me, you know. So if we went out and we're hanging out at a coffee shop, I would get a cappuccino or whatever. But about 4 or 5 years ago, I like went on this like weight loss thing, and so I think it was like one of those things where you trick your brain. It's like, okay, if I'm not going to indulge in food anymore, I need something else to fill that void, you know? So, you know, you can choose alcohol or coffee. And I think I chose coffee because, you know, there's not much calories. So yeah, around that time I had a friend told me about the AeroPress, and he had recommended, he was like, if you ever want to start drinking coffee, you know, go to Amazon, you spend $26 on this little plastic device and it's just like amazing. It's super simple. And then find a coffee roaster that's local and go buy a bag of coffee, and then you'll be set. You know, don't go to Walmart and buy like a bag of Maxwell House, like try to get some freshly roasted beans. So that's what I did. I got my AeroPress, and around that time there was a local roaster here in Birmingham called Primavera, and they were just a really small roaster that did small batch roasting. So I went by there and picked up a bag of coffee, and I remember the first time I used the AeroPress, I got like a total buzz, made me sick to my stomach, you know, a total coffee noob. But it was like, I was immediately hooked, just like drinking black coffee out of the AeroPress. And it was just amazing. It was so good. And then, you know, as soon as you get the AeroPress, you start experimenting with other coffees that Primavera had. And at some point I found brew methods online, you know, the website that has all the all the recipes on it. And so yeah, I kind of like discovered that, like, you know, everybody's posting their recipes online. All my friends that, you know, that I know, like, they all have different techniques they use the AeroPress, everybody kind of has their own recipe, you know. Mm-hmm. It's this cool little subculture of coffee nerds that use the AeroPress, you know. So I constantly found myself like writing down these recipes and like using my timer on my iPhone to, you know, to step through these recipes and try them out with my AeroPress. And so, like I said, around the same time I was trying to learn how to build iPhone apps and working through that. And it was just kind of this weird synergy where, you know, these two new things I was really excited about, married up very well into this app. So I, you know, found, I think in the original app, there was 9 recipes. So there were recipes, you know, one of them's like, just like the standard out of the box recipe. It's called the classic. So that's like a Roby's, you know, officially sanctioned recipe. And then I have a few different recipes from, like, I think there's one from Stumptown and from a few different coffee roasters. And then I think a couple of the other ones are from, like, the championships, you know, kind of the AeroPress championship circuit that was kind of spinning up around the same time. So I found some of those recipes and kind of just, yeah, stuck them all in the app and build a super simple iPhone app and put it out there. And you know, it was, you know, it wasn't like a massive success. Like, I didn't quit my job the next day, but we got some good write-ups, you know, like some of my favorite tech bloggers wrote about it. And you know, in the past, you know, 2 or 3 years that it's been out, we've been written on Lifehacker and the LA Times. And you know, it's pretty cool. Pretty much anytime, or not every time, but most of the time that anyone mentions or writes up an article about the AeroPress, they'll mention the app, you know. So I'll see random referrals come in on the website from, you know, websites all over the place. So
for sure.
So, yeah. That's kind of my story of how I got hooked on coffee.
Awesome. Yeah. We'll kind of go back to before you said you just got the AeroPress from a recommendation from your friend. Like, what was your coffee experience beforehand? Were you using like any type of home brewer at all beforehand?
No, I think like, we had a, you know, when me and Molly got married, we got like a coffee pot, you know, so that was about all that we had, you know.
But you weren't drinking coffee like regularly or religiously drinking coffee, as you'd maybe say?
No, I wasn't. Like I said, you know, if Molly made a pot or we were like at a shop somewhere, I would grab some, but it wasn't like a ritualistic thing for me. You know, I didn't live or die by coffee, you know.
That's interesting. I've never heard anybody just go into an AeroPress and then they're just hooked on it from there. But it's weird about the AeroPress. It's like this huge, in the tech industry, I guess you'd say, or between developers, like it's such a like huge like talking point or just huge fan base for some reason. I don't see that too much with any other device comparatively about how passionate are people. I know you mentioned some of your favorite bloggers. I'm guessing one of those is like Sean Blanc, who is just a religious dude about the AeroPress and writes about it all the time, and it's always one of his most suggested brewing devices. But like I've said, I've seen your app written up on his site a couple of times, so that's always cool. But that's kind of how I came across your site too. So
yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I love like simple devices like that that are like they're not overcomplicated, they're affordable, and they just like create amazing things, you know. Another thing is like my Weber grill. It's like $100 grill, and like I will put my Weber grill up against a Big Green Egg any day. Like, I just think it's, you know, it's like the perfect little device, you know. And they didn't overcomplicate it. They just like, you know, they just made an awesome grill that was really cheap, and you know. So that's how the AeroPress is. You know, it's like anybody I meet that doesn't drink coffee, I'm just like, look, you know, just spend $20, get you an AeroPress and try it. And if you don't, then, you know, just give it to a friend or something. You know, there's not a huge investment up front. You're not buying a $700 espresso machine. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Anybody can make amazing coffee for $20, you know?
Yeah.
So
for sure.
I think that's really cool, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, some people still, like, even after they've gone into other brewing devices, they still, like, go back to the AeroPress is pretty much their favorite brewing device that they consider that brews the best type of coffee that they would prefer.
Yeah,
it does have a unique taste to it that you don't get out of some of the manual pour over brew methods.
Yeah, you know, I have, like, since after I discovered the AeroPress and started really nerding out about coffee, I got a Chemex and a French press, and I use those from time to time, but you know, the AeroPress is a standard for me still.
Yeah, I was just about to ask, like, what other type of brewing devices do you have and that you use and that you enjoy?
Yeah, so I have I think the Chemex was the next thing I got, and I like the Chemex, but I didn't have a great grinder when I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chemex is like very finicky with the grind. You know, it's like if you grind it just a little too fine, like the coffee is way too strong, or if you grind it a little too coarse, then it's like not strong enough. So it really took me some time to kind of figure that thing out. It's a little too fussy for me. And then I have a I can't remember the name of it. Just a little pour over that goes on top of the cup that's really popular.
Just like a V60? Is it ceramic?
Like yeah, that's it. So I have a V60, and you know, it works pretty well. It's kind of the same. And I have a French press, and that's probably like if you know people are over and I need to make like a pot of coffee, then the mm-hmm. French press is kind of the go-to thing. But actually, about a year ago, I turned 30, and my awesome wife bought me an espresso machine.
So oh, now wow, I have nice.
A Rancilio Silvia espresso machine, which is amazing. Like,
nice.
Yeah, so I was just, you know, talking bad about expensive espresso machines, but, you know, it was my 30th birthday, so she kind of splurged and surprised me with this awesome espresso machine. So it's like the full, you know, it's the full layout now, so I can make cappuccinos at home and everything, but, you know.
Very
so
cool.
normally in my day, in the morning, I'll turn the machine on, make an Americano in the morning, and then in the afternoon, I'll break the AeroPress out and make one of my favorite recipes. So
nice. Well, so I mean, I think you've said this already, but your favorite brewing device out of all this, if you had the choice, it would be the AeroPress. Not just because you made the app, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Yeah, I think it would be. You know, because it is so versatile. You know, you can like as cool as the espresso machine is, like it can only do espresso. You know, mm-hmm. so like some people don't like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
So it's like with the AeroPress, it's just so versatile, and the flavor profile that you can get with it when just by you know switching up a few things here and there, and it's portable. You know, like you can if you have hot water and coffee, you can make coffee anywhere with the AeroPress. You mm-hmm. know, you just stick it in your backpack or whatever.
Yeah, it's often the one if we ever do go camping or anything like that. Like we have a couple of cycling friends too, who I mean they meet up outside, and that is usually the default is the AeroPress, just because you know it's made of plastic. You can throw that thing around, and you're not gonna break it like a Chemex. Even though one
totally.
Of our previous guests, he does go out and he carries his Chemex with him everywhere, but
oh, wow. That's dangerous.
Yeah, he lost yeah, just he like, lost you know, one, so he,
yeah.
I think he defaulted back to the AeroPress, but
yeah. But like hotels are my favorite thing. Like you can't find a worse place for good coffee than a hotel, you know. So it's like just stick the AeroPress in your bag, and most of them have a coffee pot in there, so you can run the hot water through the coffee pot, and you've got amazing coffee, you know.
There you go. So with the AeroPress, are you a paper filter or metal filter? Have you experimented at all with that type of stuff?
Yeah, I've tried the metal filters, and I'm not crazy about them. I like the paper filters. It just to me, it's like you know, it's one of another great thing about the AeroPress is just so easy to clean. You know, so
mm-hmm.
like to me, it's just like adding another step to the cleanup process. And I couldn't really tell that much of a difference in the mm-hmm. taste. I even have one of the metal filters for the Chemex from Able Brewing.
Yep.
And it's kind of the same way. Like it's cool, but it's a real pain to clean. And then like I find myself just using the paper filters more because they're just easier and mm-hmm. you know it tastes just as good.
Mm-hmm.
So what about you? Have you tried any of the metal ones?
Yeah, my wife competed in a couple barista competitions, and she placed. And it was actually an AeroPress competition that she placed third in. So she got the Able Brewing cone for the Chemex, and then she also got the disc filter for the AeroPress. And they've kind of become like backups for us. You know, we prefer the paper filter taste. But sometimes we're not always keeping track of where we're at on the filter count. So then we're like at the end of our filters, like we did just run out of Kalita filters, and now we haven't been able to make a Kalita for like the past month or so, which has been that's like one of our favorite brewing methods. So when we ran out of filters, and then we haven't gone in. just because we're lazy a little bit, I think, but order some off of Amazon. But yeah, they're good. I like a clean cup of coffee, and like with the cone filter for the Chemex, it just seems to let a little bit through, kind of defeating what I use the Chemex for. It's just the Chemex, we always just like to start off with, like, new coffees, we'll use the Chemex right away and just see what it tastes like, completely clean cup like that. So it kind of goes against it a little bit with the the metal filter, but it is nice to have. It's a great default just in case, you know, or if you do travel. You don't like the the disc for the AeroPress. It's nice just to have that instead of having to carry like a plastic bag full of filters as well. So
I mean, I guess they're like a competitor of mine, but they're really just another cool coffee app out there called Kohi. I don't know if you've seen Kohi before.
Yeah.
So they actually did a Kickstarter. It's probably like a month ago now, where they did like a metal filter. Mm-hmm. And theirs was like, instead of being like an aluminum disc or whatever, like a piece of sheet metal with holes poked in it, theirs was like some sort of metal mesh.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, the Kickstarter was successful and they, you know, they sold a ton of them. So I know those filters are cool. So if you're looking for one of those, you should check out Kohi. I think their website's kohilabs.com.
Yeah. Well, I think I've seen a couple of them from some friends pop up. I haven't gone back and asked them how they've liked them since they gotten it, but they're a lot more flimsy compared to like what the April Brewing, just because you said, it is that mesh type material, but I think it's a little bit finer. So like they try and eliminate some of the grounds that could get through from the Aero or the Able Brewing. And I don't know if it's successful or not, but I know like we have one of the older versions of the metal filter from Able, and I think they came out with one recently. Not, I don't know how long ago they came out with it, but I think it's a little bit finer than the one we have.
Yeah.
I haven't tried that one out yet, but that might be a little bit better as well.
Yeah. And just to mention Kohi, I'll say like for anyone who uses a Chemex or a V60, like, and this is kind of like the app that I refer to for people who, because like, you know, AeroPress timer, like it's not for like the super coffee nerd. That's not really the target. Mm-hmm. You know, like when we were designing the app, we were like, you know, like the AeroPress is super easy to use. Like we should be able to set the app in front of like my grandmother and like just let her go. And she should be able to figure it out. You know, you measure out your coffee and you measure out your water and you just follow the steps, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people want more fine grain details, you know?
Yeah.
So I always refer them to Kohi because it's such a great app, and it really helped me like learn how to use a Chemex, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It does a really good job of like holding your hand through that process. Like you put it on a scale and you just kind of pour up to, you know, as the timer's ticking, it tells you like what measurement to pour up to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really cool app for anyone who's looking for an app that's a little more in-depth than the AeroPress timer.
Yeah, I just recently got a new iPhone, so I didn't have your app on there, but I downloaded it again today, and I just was swiping around, and I just, I like how that the app is, like, I just found the units of measure. I didn't know that was there, so I always thought it was in scoops through the simple units of measure. It starts out as, I think you have it by coffee volume is in scoops, and then the water volume is in shots. But I was swiping over to the left, and I found out I could switch to the weight, which was really nice. I think now that I'm a little bit more experienced with brewing coffee, I'm more used to using grams and stuff like that. So that was nice to see.
Yeah, I may need to rethink that a little bit because I've gotten a lot of people asking me about that, and it's kind of hidden in there a little bit. So I should probably do a better job of making that obvious. But yeah, so that was another thing when it came out, like when the app originally shipped, like the whole idea was like that this app is for someone who just has an AeroPress. Like they don't have a scale.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have like a teaspoon measurement. Like all they have is the little scoop that comes with the AeroPress.
Yep.
and the little, you know, the little plunger that has the number markings on it, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So I got I thought it was pretty obvious, you know, but when we shipped the app originally, we got tons of like support emails, like, what is a shot? I don't know what a shot is. What's a scoop? You know, or people would be like, I lost my scoop. What do I do? You know? So I think like that was like the first big update was, you know, introducing like different units of measure or whatever. So
yeah, I think it once you find it, I mean, if you do have this app and you don't know about it, you just keep swiping to the right and I think you can come across it. But
yeah,
you got,
and you can also tap on a measurement. So if something says like one scoop, you just tap on it and it'll take you to that screen too.
Oh, let's check it. Oh, there it is too. All right, that works. But yes, like you said, like I think if you are just starting out in coffee and you got an AeroPress or something like that, this is like the best place to start, because I know sometimes we have like there's plenty of different coffee apps out there, but most of them just overthink the process too much. Like I like that, yeah. You know, I like to keep the process as simple as possible. You know, it makes it easier to, you know, repeat in the future. I don't want to, it, like using a siphon, like I don't want to get out every day and make right. a siphon, you know, like I kind of want my apps to feel that way too. I don't want to have to plug all this information in just to get, you know, like brew a cup of coffee in the morning. So
yeah,
like your app does a great job of just giving you exactly what you need and not nothing more. And
well, thank you, that's a huge compliment. I mean, that was really a driving factor of when we were building the app. I was doing this on the side, and I was like a truck driver, so I drove a truck around the state. And you know, so like as I was testing the app, like waking up at 4:30 in the morning, making a cup of coffee, like getting out the door, like, you know, the last thing you want to do is like break out the Chemex or a siphon. You know, you just want to like bleary eyed make some coffee and get out the door. You know, so that was a real kind of driving factor behind it. You know, like you should be able to just like set it on the counter and like just hit go and then just let it go, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I think this is something that my grandma could use for sure. I don't know. Like there's a couple of different apps that I've used for coffee related things, and I even get lost in it, and I always have to like reference their website or something in their app, or I just don't even use it anymore. Most of the time, right. I don't use an app, but I always, when I'm making coffee in the morning, my mind kind of wanders and does other things. So it's nice to have this sitting on the counter and know and play around with like the different recipes you got in here. And can you tell us a little bit about the different recipes you got in here and stuff? I see you got a good amount in here.
Yeah, so if you we did a redesign of the app about a year ago. Actually, I guess it was about 8 months ago. I think it shipped in July. So the original version, like I mentioned earlier, just had the 9 original recipes that we found. And that was just kind of a mixture of like recipes from championships, recipes I found off Brew Methods. and so in the span of time the app was out there in the wild and I was kind of thinking about the next version, like it seems like the AeroPress championships really took off. So I was seeing a lot of action around that. And a lot of these awesome roasters around, you know, the world started putting up these brewing guides, you know, like Stumptown has a really awesome brew guide for the AeroPress and the Chemex, really for everything. They really do a really good job of it. I remember the guys at Tonks, they made like some cool videos, like showing you how to use a Chemex and showing you how to use an AeroPress. So I start, you know, as I just surfing the web, looking at AeroPress stuff, I would just kind of, you know, keep an eye out for recipes and bookmark them and just try to keep an eye out. And so then when the championship circuit came, like it's just kind of like standard procedure that like when a country has their championships, they'll just post the top 3 recipes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, that's an excuse to try out new recipes, you know? So
for sure.
At the time I was working in an office with a bunch of developers. So it was just kind of like, you know, that was our thing to do at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We'd all get together and try out these recipes, you know? So I started sort of formulating these packs, you know, recipe packs. So I built the championship pack, which is all recipes from the championship circuit last year. So it's got like the top 3. It's got the world champions recipe, and it's got the top 3. And then I just went through and chose from all the country's championships some of my favorites to include. So yeah, that's what that one is. And then let's see. And then the other one is the roaster pack, which is, it's basically the same thing, but just like went, you know, looked around a bunch of different roasters websites and tried out those recipes and, you know, just kind of packaged them all up together in that pack. Then the other one that I came up with was, these are two recipes that I came up with, and they're called, I call them 2-cup recipes. So basically every morning when I get up and, you know, go to work or whatever, like I would just make like a double kind of with my AeroPress, you know, I'd make a cup for me and my wife at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like, you know, talking to friends about it, and they're like, oh, I've never thought about doing that. So I wrote those up into two recipes. Basically you have like a standard recipe and then you have an inverted recipe. And they're called the Willow and the Wren, and the Willow is one of my daughter and Wren is one of my other daughters. So nice. I guess now that I have a new daughter, there needs to be a new recipe. So
you have to come up with a new one.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to get to work on that. So the idea on those is basically you make it just like you'd make a regular cup. And then the result, you split it between 2 cups and dilute it to taste, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I also included in this version of the app, like some brewing tips. So just like a bunch of support questions that we would get, you know, I just kind of like curated them all into one place so that people could, you know, like a lot of people would ask me kind of the same questions. So
mm-hmm.
I just kind of included some of those answers in there. So yeah, that's kind of the idea. You know, the this year's championships are like going on right now. So, you know, I'm sure, you know, in the summer sometime, we'll probably have some new packs come out with this year's recipes. So
very cool. So yeah. Like between all these recipes, like what's your favorite?
You know, I'm really fond of some of the early recipes. I think my favorite, the one I do the most, is the Charlene. And it's just like a really simple, like it's only a minute. You just like, you don't even have to stir. You just pour the coffee in there. It's a coarse grind. And it's just really clean and good. Like, I think that's probably my favorite. I also like the iced coffee. I mean, I live in Alabama, so, you know, summertime gets really hot.
For sure.
In the afternoons, you know, it's 98 degrees. You come in from cutting the grass. You don't really want to make, like, a hot cup of coffee. So I really like that recipe, too. That one's really fun, you know.
For sure. Yeah, I just made the – before I got on the call with you here, I made the bold, I think it was, because I was very short on beans. And I think I was like, oh, man, I know – I see this one uses only 15 grams of coffee. I think I have enough, and I did just have enough. So that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
But
that's something that I've thought about in the future is as I continue to add – I mean, as more recipes are available – and I want to include them in the app, like there probably needs to be a way to like sort of filter down, like, you know, those types of parameters, you know, so people don't have to kind of search through manually.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the bold's really good. The charger is really popular. But yeah, I think the Charlene is probably my favorite out of all of these.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah, so try that one out. Let me know what you think.
I will have to, cause that's what I was just about to say is that, I've had an AeroPress for it's been years now since I've had one, and I've never really experimented too much with it like I have with like a Chemex or the Kalita like we have. I just always thought, like, when I first did it, I was inexperienced, not saying I'm super experienced now, but like I just always didn't get like a full cup of coffee, and I didn't know like exactly how to use it, and I just kind of let it sit there for a long time. And even just tonight making the bold. Yeah. I was just like, oh my gosh, this tastes completely different than I had an AeroPress the last time. And you never know, just by changing up a few, like stirring or letting the water sit in there by itself or how long you plunge, like that all affects the taste of the coffee and brings out different flavors that are from the same coffee, which is crazy to me.
Yeah,
which is what the fun thing about it, you know, like we like to experiment with it and try all the different flavors and see what we can do with the coffee and what device works best with it. And usually by that time the coffee's gone, but then another excuse to get another bag of it.
That's right. Yeah, totally.
For sure.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. You know, I hear people say, like, I think I have an AeroPress. I pull that thing out, dust it off, and, you know. Two weeks later, they're like, man, I've been using that thing every day. We're trying out every recipe.
I probably don't give it the attention it deserves, but it's always something like if my wife's home, I usually make a cup for both of us. So I usually default to the like a pour over. But if I'm home alone or something like that before a podcast, I usually use the AeroPress, and I'm always delighted right before. And I'm like, I should probably use this, but I don't like
Yeah,
you should, making you should try two AeroPresses for me and my wife. But
yeah, yeah. So you should try out the two cup recipes and see how what you
yeah,
think.
Yeah, for sure. I've never. Like I said, like I always thought, like I my cup was a little lighter than I would have liked. So I never even thought that you would be able to make two cups out of one AeroPress. I know you obviously dilute it a little bit with this.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I don't.
So yeah, there's you know there are different schools of thought where some people like to pour all of the water, like the finished cup, they like all of it to go through the AeroPress.
Mm-hmm.
Others like kind of make like a really strong concentrate that you dilute up. I like both, you know. I mean, I don't have a strong preference either way. But yeah, so the two cup recipes would just be there. You're just making like a really strong concentrate and then diluting it up to your taste, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the first time I saw somebody dilute it was, I'm sure you've seen the video, like sandwich video. I don't know.
Yeah,
he made an AeroPress video that was just
great.
Like, I love any of his videos. If anybody watches tech videos or of any like startup company, he's probably made a video you've seen, but he made an AeroPress video. I don't know if he was commissioned by them or if it was just for fun, but I was just like.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. The video is just so simple and beautiful, and it's like, oh, I just want to make coffee now just while watching that.
Yeah, yeah, actually, when I shipped the first version of the app, my buddy Greg is like an awesome videographer, and he made me a video like similar to that one, like with the app in it.
Yeah.
So I sent it to Adam when the app shipped, you know, and be like, hey, this, you know, your video really kind of inspired this one, and you know, so we kind of had like an email conversation. It was really nice, but. But he was like, you know, he was like, I contacted the folks at Arobi and tried to get them to pay me for it, but it was just something I did for fun, you know.
Yeah, he does really well with videos now. So
yeah,
Eddie. So lastly, just finishing up, like, any plans for the app in the future, or just adding new recipes here and there?
Yeah, so we have a big update planned for around the time that the Apple Watch is coming out. So you know. Yeah, so we're excited about Apple Watch, and we feel like AeroPress Timer is the perfect fit for that. I mean,
ooh,
you know.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it totally makes sense, I think. So we are very excited about that. And
quickly,
so yeah,
did you make something for the Pebble Watch?
No, we didn't.
There's somebody else who made something. Maybe it was for tea. I saw with the Pebble Watch, though. They connected.
Yeah, I have actually a guy contacted me about a month ago and was like, hey, do you mind if I include some of these recipes into like a Pebble Watch app? And I was like, yeah, they're not my recipes, I just found them online, you know. So yeah, I think he actually kind of made like a little Pebble version of it. I wish I could remember his name, but yeah, like, it's, you know, so yeah, we'll definitely have something out there for the Apple Watch. And like I said, with the new championships going on, you know, we'll want to get you know, try out all those recipes and kind of round up some of the best ones. So yeah, you can go to our website, aeropresstimer.com, and get on the newsletter, just kind of stay up to date on what we're doing. And we're on Instagram and Twitter too, you know, Aeropress Timer. So you can catch up with us there too. So
very cool. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to join us, Jared.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I was telling you earlier, the two things that I'm like totally nerd out about is coffee and podcasts. So
awesome.
This is my first podcast experience. So.
Great. Well,
thanks,
it was great having you on and talking to you. And for the listeners out there, feel free to check our website out at ibrewmyowncoffee.com, where we'll have the show notes with everything we talked about in this episode. And feel free to follow us on Instagram at ibrewmyowncoffee on Instagram. And on Twitter, we are brewmyowncoffee. And feel free to check us out. And thanks for listening.